ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot.
Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
Willie and D-Mace brought to you by Zen Sports. Start earning cash rewards on your bets today. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-889-9789. Terms and conditions apply. Must be 21 and up and in Tennessee to bet. Willie Donick, Derek Mason here with you on this Friday. And we're looking into the future. Titans training camp is starting next week. Brand new coach. New era. Post Derrick Henry. Post Mike Vrabel. Post Ryan Tannehill. And on the horizon, you've got a new stadium that is starting to come up out of the ground. There's a lot of dirt over there right now. Not even going to think about what it's going to be like to park for the next couple of years while they build
exactly.
That thing. That's not going to be fun. But we're trying to figure out what the atmosphere is going to be like, what the temperature is of the diehard fans with the new stadium going up. We know there's going to be, we expected some sticker shock.
Mm-hmm.
But the feedback we've gotten is, at least for the early PSL holders, is, wow, it's even more than I thought, and it was an easy decision to pass with a lot of the feedback we're getting here. And this is something that we've concluded the Titans had to know was going to happen, but they feel like they'll be able to pick up the slack and sell them to businesses and corporations. But what does that do to the atmosphere? What will be the net result? What is the environment going to be at the new stadium? 615-737-1025. We've gotten so many texts and calls. We wanted to stay with this topic a little bit. If I could not afford the $55,000 that I would just go to some games and feed my family instead, well, I would hope that you want to feed your family one way or the other. Other hobbies can be cheaper as well. People just need to realize the Titans don't owe them anything, and they got to look out for themselves.
Yeah. I mean, the Titans are not in the business of making everything affordable for everybody. That's why I understand on both ends. Like, I understand the average fan saying, hey, listen, y'all are pricing us out. We are the ones that enjoy coming to this game. We are the ones that are making noise and, you know, having fun and making it hard for opposing teams. So I understand both sides. I understand that side. But I also understand the Titans side, too, or – you know, everybody that's involved with putting this stadium together. Like, listen, this stadium cost a lot of money. Y'all knew this when we decided to come here, that eventually we were going to need a new stadium and how much it was going to cost based upon inflation and everything. We need to get our money back. I mean, and again, there's going to be, you know, tickets for people to buy. But if you want to have the same seat and everything else, then you're going to have to pay a premium for that ticket. I mean, for that seat. So I get both sides. I could be a hell of a politician, but I get both sides, okay?
I'm not sure that's true, D-Mace.
I get both sides, but I'm just going to tell my what I believe is the solution and the truth.
Yeah, but you're going to be direct.
Exactly.
I think, look, there is. I keep coming back to the same thing. Mm-hmm. There's a balance. And I feel like the early return here is there's a little too much of we got to grab every dollar to pay for this stadium, as opposed to let's pay a little bit more on the front end from our own pocket, the ownership pocket, to ensure that we get a good start and a good hardcore Titan fan base in the building. It's been a problem in the current stadium, partially because Nashville is such a destination place to come in for a weekend. And so this is just my early return on this. I wonder how we'll go as they continue to go through this process of reaching out to current PSL holders. 615-737-1025. Let's go to Drew on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Hey, Drew.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. I'm not a season ticket holder, but enjoy going to a lot of the pro sports games here in the Nashville area. And I think the sticker shock also has to do with the increased market in the area, right? I mean, we just went the other night to an MLS game. to the National Soccer Club, and, you know, the price tag was significantly lower for an amazing in-game experience. And I think that's one of the things that's been lacking recently at the old stadium. And I'm just – personally, I think it's going to be hard with such a high price tag and already the commute downtown and everything else, the concessions. Like, how do you get this bedroom community, the suburbs, out there and get them over the mental hurdle of, I got to drive, I got to park, I got to pay concessions and the ticket prices. What's the environment going to be like? So those are my thoughts, just from someone who attends a lot of pro sports games downtown area and commutes in from the south side.
Drew, excellent call, because that is something that is becoming a thing, and and it's, hey, I've gotten to where I really enjoy watching the games from my living room. I got a nice TV. I'll invest the money in that. I'll create the man cave, all of these things. This goes right in line with this next text. Everyone wants new venues and winning teams. Titans got the stadium. Fans don't like the prices. Predators would make a cup. What their prices would go up. Yeah, that is definitely going to would be the case. With today's TV coverage, thanks to guys like you, Willie. Hey, thank you. It's more enjoyable at home. You want to create a place. See, this is the other catch-22. You want it to be a place that's fun to come to, that has nice stuff, right? That's what the goal is for the Titans and this whole complex they're building on the east side of the river, right? They want it to be a great
overall destination spot.
Yes. Even people that may not go to the game, they want them to come down there, hang out. There's going to be places to do that. And so you want it to be a place that people want to come to. But at the same time, you can't price too many people out, or, again, there's that balance of supply and demand.
Yeah, you can't. You try not. Okay. Let me say this again, because I'm just looking at it on a flat piece of paper so I can see both angles. Titans don't care. They don't care. They're telling you they don't care. You know, they want to make sure. And it's not a – when I say they don't care, it's not. I'm not saying that in a bad way. I'm saying they're looking at it like, listen, we got to get our money back somehow. Like, we got to, you know, get some money back. We got to get some return back on this somehow. So we understand that it may be a shock to most. We understand that. But then you're going to have to make a decision.
Right. But here's what a lot of fans will say.
We have the corporations that are going to buy it up eventually.
You think. But as the caller pointed out, with Nashville SC, which is a great example, it's a new venue. It's some people think those tickets are pretty expensive. They do have an excellent game day presentation. I've been to some games over there, and it's not the easiest place to get to, but it is a great venue. And if you love soccer and the event, they do an excellent job there. It's an alternative. So there are only so many corporate dollars that can go around, even though our city has grown a ton.
Right.
So that is something to think about.
I will say, though, for Nashville SC's sake, like, they're not doing great right now. So ticket prices will be low. Like, you're going to get them at $15 per ticket.
In the secondary market, right?
Yes. And, like, I was talking to my neighbor the other day, and he was actually at the game, and he told me, he goes, I bought three tickets, lower bowl, like, probably four rows off the field for $15 a piece. And then that was before the extra fees and stuff. But he said $80 for three tickets, like, three rows off the field is not bad. Like, the product.
And the newness is going to wear off of that stadium. Like, and so that's when you're really going to have to have your foundation laid.
Yeah.
Is, you know, because people out of curiosity, you're going to lose those people, and then it's got to be, what is your base? And can you sustain off of that? As the stadium starts to age and things like that.
Exactly.
That's a challenge.
It is a challenge. And I think, like, for Nashville's sake, not for the soccer club, but just Nashville's city as a whole, that's why the Preds have done so well. Like, the conversations that Barry Trotz has had, David Poyle's had, it's like, we're always in the middle when we draft. It's because they always put out a good product, a consistent product. With the Titans, it's been up and down. Really good years, bad years.
That's why we go back to that question.
This is what I was going to tell you, D-Mace. A lot of football people argue that in the NFL, they make so much money off of the TV deal that they shouldn't have to sell that shouldn't have to charge that much for tickets.
You would think, but
as other teams like Nashville SC or the Predators they rely on the ticket revenue more so than the NFL team.
I wonder how that's, because I never clearly at one point I thought, you know, the ticket, the stadium was the owners. Like, that went individual. Like, everything that happened, collective bargaining, television deals, stuff like that, that's broken up. There's a pie, you know. Mm-hmm. Players get 51%, I think.
Right.
And the league gets 49%. To my understanding, now, things could have changed because I thought, you know, that you can buy it, use it as tax write-off. But the guy said, no longer can you do that. They changed it a few years ago. I take him for his word because I haven't looked it up. But I've always thought that the gate money was for the owners. That didn't have anything to do with the players, collective bargaining, anything. I could be wrong on that. If that is indeed still the case, then people would wonder, well, if that's the case, why are you charging us so much money? But again, I get it. I get it why they're charging so much money. They want to get their money back. Owners want to get their money back that they put in. So I get that part. But when doing that, just like this person, Skyler, that texted in, said the longtime Tennessee residents are priced out. The new stadium and prices are for the new people moving into town with all their money. This is the perception of some people that, okay, you're raising the ticket prices and you're not worried about us that have been here when you first got here. You're worried about the people that start coming here, you know, when it became the it place to be. That's who you're worried about, Titans. You're not worried about us. That's the perception that some people have.
I agree.
I can't tell them it's wrong.
I agree. That was my perception
yesterday.
Yeah,
I can't tell them it's wrong.
Another texter, if the Predators priced like the Titans are trying to do, traditions like the third period standing O and throwing catfish on the ice would go away. You can't ruin a good thing. And there are some Predator fans that think that that's gone down a notch. It's been harder. Mm-hmm. So it is the challenge. As you grow as a franchise and ticket prices get a little more expensive and you sacrifice some of the diehards, as opposed to the wine and cheese, that's the give and take a little bit here. Dylan, is that right? Dylan is on the line with us. Dylan, welcome to the show. You're on 102.5 The Game.
Hey, guys. Yeah, so every day on my way to work, I drive past the stadium, and that pile of dirt gets bigger and bigger. So, you know, like, it's actually happening, and I just can't help but think, because I've been thinking about this. It is going to be such a nightmare getting to and from the game for the next couple of years, and I really hope the city has something in place, because it's already hard to get into that stadium. It's already a complaint of people, and where, I mean, it's an obvious question, but where are people going to park?
I don't know. There is no place to park.
No,
there will not be a place. Yeah. I live in East Nashville. I can't even imagine how deep people are going to park in that neighborhood and walk. I think shuttle systems are going to have to be really on point.
Yeah, because the east side of the stadium, a lot of those parking spots are gone.
All of them.
Yeah.
They're all gone.
So what happened to the people that had parking spot slots for that area? Where do they park now?
You've got to be on your own. There's no alternative. You've got to find, and that's thousands.
So if anybody has a parking spot on the east side of the stadium closest to the highway, please call in or text in and tell us, what did you get moved to another spot, or did they just take it away completely?
I mean, you're going to be in the metal plant. I mean, there's nowhere to park. Like, where do you tailgate?
I guess.
I don't know how you would tailgate.
That's not in that area anyway.
I'd love to hear from fans on how
that
you're going to try to do that. Because when you walk to a Titans game, just like any NFL game, it's fun to walk past. I always do it when I go to the game. I walk from near the highway. I usually get dropped off. And I walk across that huge parking lot where all the tailgaters are going. People are throwing the footballs. That's what you should do on a Sunday, right, when you're going to the game. That's all dirt now. That's where the stadium is being built.
Yeah.
So you're displacing all of those fans. I don't know where they're going. I don't really know.
Me either. So I would love to hear from fans who had parking who had a parking slot over in that area.
Yeah. And that's a temporary thing. Yeah, just like Vanderbilt's football stadium. It's a mess right now, and it was last year.
But you're envisioning
when the new one is built, you're like, okay, now this is going to be worth it.
Is that pile of dirt now considered rich soil?
It's high.
Yeah.
It's a high-rise rich soil.
It is.
Way up there.
It's a dad joke Friday. Had to drop that in there.
Neil says, would love to have season tickets for the Titans, but I refuse to pay PSLs. All right.
I get it. You just have to find a ticket to the game every day. I mean, every week that they play at home. Some Titan fans, whether you're diehard or not, they enjoy doing that. You know, going up to the gate, hours before the game or minutes before the game and see if they can get a ticket that way.
Another texter says, yeah, I got my PSLs. Just had to sell my house and living in a tent now. Okay. Hope the NHL never goes to PSLs. Well, I don't know of any NHL team that does that, but PSLs come up when there's a new venue.
Yeah.
And, you know, Bridgestone Arena, the idea has been as it ages, you keep investing in it, you keep it up to standards.
Yeah, I can't see
you renovate as you go. You spend money to make money. I think they've done an effective job of that, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I have not had a lot of people saying, boy, the arena is really getting run down. I don't think that's a thing at all. In fact, there's usually something new. They've got the new sports bar in there that you can get. You know, they've got the sports book in there. They're evolving. They just announced a few months ago a whole another area that they're going to revamp for that type of thing. I forget what they're calling it.
For seating, it's like a suite almost.
Yes.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
All right, we got Ronnie, Ronnie, give us your story here on the parking for the Titans.
Sure. Okay. So I'll pick up from where I left off yesterday. We spoke at the end of the day yesterday. I was parking lot A, club level, and we had parking lot A. And we were told that we didn't have any other options with the Titans as far as parking, but that there is over 3,000 or 4,000 parking spots within a mile and a half of the stadium. So I'll have to readjust my thinking. But the relationship they have with this parking garage is not a good one because they're the ones that's been on the news about booting people. And you know what I mean?
I've heard about that.
Yeah, exactly. So now what do you want me to do? You want me to tailgate in the garage? There's no guarantee I'm going to be with the same people I was with. I missed that experience. And I was told you need to adjust the way you approach game day as a professional stadium. Ooh. And I'm thinking at that particular point, I'm like, you don't want me in your stadium. You really don't want me in your stadium. You've already priced me out of it, you know, with those $20,000 PSLs for two. So, no, we're good. We're good. I have a solution for the next 2 years. We're going to keep them for the next 2 years before the new stadium opens. But I've got a place real close, you know, that was over there at the main event center. But they're sold out. I just happened to get in early enough so I can get a spot.
Everybody's going to have to get creative.
That's crazy. He paid for it. And thank you.
Thanks, Ronnie.
Ronnie, for calling in again. He called in yesterday. I remember his phone call yesterday. Thank you for calling in again, which means you're listening and you're dedicated to the show. But check this out, Willie. So Ronnie and people like Ronnie in that area, they pay for their tickets club level, like he said. What came with that is parking spaces, right? Whether a parking pass, you get one parking pass, maybe you got two, depending on how much you paid. And then after all of that, they put dirt on your parking spot and tell you got to find another space. We ain't paying for it. So you pay double.
Yeah.
You already paid for a parking spot that you can't use. And then you got to go pay for another parking spot that you barely got into. Now, I don't know how much he's paying, but still, I see why people are put off now. You know, understanding people that call in like this. I can't understand it fully because I'm not in their shoes. But when people like this call, it makes you understand, like, this is what they're running into. This is what Titan fans are feeling right now. Titan, you need to be listening to them because this is what they're feeling right now.
This is why we want to get the direct feedback because I would hope this is useful
for
the Titans because I'm sure they thought about it. But now that it's actually happening, the process is going to be starting. Mm-hmm. We're talking about a 3 to 5 year process, the
Absolutely.
Transition from – you see it being built. You're still playing in the old place, and then you're going to transition to the new place. You've got to go through this process, and when it's happening in real time, you want to be aware of how the fans are receiving it. Just like how many calls and texts did we get when the soccer stadium opened up? Remember the first couple games? We're like, wait a minute. How do I get there? Where do you park? And now, you know,
where are the shuttles?
You have to figure it out, and you adjust. The team has to adjust. The people adjust, and hopefully you come up with a good system that works. We'll take a break. Ask D-Mace is coming up. If you want to continue this, D-Mace, is it okay if they ask you
about this?
We already have a lot of people. But if you want to ask D-Mace something specific, feel free to do that as well. Ask D-Mace coming up here on 102.5 The Game.
D-Mace. He played 15 years in the NFL.
Quick throw. Touchdown, Derek Mason.
He had over 12,000 receiving yards.
And there he goes. 80 yards for the touchdown.
And now you can ask him anything. Have a question about football or life? Now's your time to ask D-Mace.
We'll welcome you in.
Now on Willie and
D-Mace.
On 102.5 and 106.3, The Game and The Game Nashville app.
It's time for Ask D-Mace here on 102.5 The Game, broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. Willie Donick, Derek Mason here with you, longtime NFL receiver for the Titans, Bengals,
Jets and Texans.
Ravens, Jets and Texas.
Texans. Jets and Texans.
Yeah, don't say that too loud. Jets and Texans. Yeah.
Especially not D-Mace was asked a couple
not
weeks
the
ago.
Jets one.
His favorite memory of the Jets. And the show almost had to end prematurely.
Yes, it
with
did.
That. He didn't.
They really were not. Again, the guys, they were cool. I'm not going to say they're not bad guys at all, not one bit. And I actually played with one or two before even going to the Jets, but it was just a different locker room, man. It was a different experience for me. That's what it was. So let's just say that.
615-737-1025, our phone and text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Let's start it off with Eric, who is on line one. Then we've got Kyle on deck. And today, D-Mace has requested that priority be given to phone callers today because he wants to go old school today.
I want to go
appreciate a phone caller.
I want the phone me.
Because he had some frustration with the whole texting thing.
Yes, just, I'm getting tired of it.
All right, Eric, welcome to the show. Eric is always good for a phone call.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, that's true. Guys, I don't have a dad joke. Here's the thing. I tried my dad joke out on the call screen. He laughed. He said it's funny, but he said not to say it on air. It's not dirty, but he's going to tell y'all in the breaks of what my dad joke is. It's funny, but I just don't want to get in trouble and get y'all in trouble, so I'm not going to tell one. I'll definitely come up one eventually. But just a couple of things. First of all, about the stadium, and I think I've told you guys this. I am a season ticket holder, but it's getting to the point where I just don't have any of my idea how much longer I'm going to be able to do it because afford it. I know I'm not going to probably be in the new stadium, but I actually thought last year was going to be my last year, and then somebody stepped up and actually was paying for my season tickets for this year. I didn't ask them to do it, so it's – And most people I talk to in my section who's been season ticket holders since day one, they're going to continue to do it. But until we get to new stadium, they probably won't do it anymore because they're just going to do it, I guess, for the next 3 years and then probably give it up. But my question, D-Mac,
Eric, do you have a PSL?
Yeah, I did get, but mine was a PSL one time up until now. I paid about $1,000 when I originally got it. I haven't had to pay since then.
Right. It's a one-time thing on PSL.
Yeah, but I know eventually, I don't know if I'll be able to afford the next one and to get season tickets with the new stadium. I would love to, but I just don't think I'll be able to do it. Mm-hmm. But, D-Mace, I did have one question for you. Yeah. Actually, two-parter. One, I didn't hear, what did you think about the signing of Jamal Adams? And also, what do you personally think the Titans are going to do this year? See, I think if this team is healthy and plays up to their potential, if everybody in the division does, I do think they've got a shot to finish third. I don't think they'll finish in front of the Texans, and I don't think they'll finish in front of Jacksonville, but I think they got a shot to finish ahead of the Colts. And I think minimum they'll get 7 wins. I don't think they're going to be in last place and have the worst record in football, like a lot of people think. Just want to get your thoughts on that and the sign of Jamal Adams. Guys, y'all take care. We'll talk again soon. Have a great weekend.
All right,
thanks,
Eric.
Appreciate it. We got a lot of calls here, so I'm going to get through these pretty quickly as far as my answers. Let me answer the Jamal Adams question quickly. I think it's a good signing. If it works out, signing. If he works out, great. If it doesn't, we didn't invest a lot of money.
It's league minimum.
Minimum 1 year. You know, it's hit or miss. Either we hit on it, and we get good play out of him, if he stays healthy, I think that's the biggest thing, staying healthy. If he doesn't, hey, listen, we paid 1 year, we tried it, didn't work, move on.
Yeah.
We'd try something
else. You could cut him at the end of training
exactly.
camp.
Exactly. Absolutely. You can't cut him at the end of training that bad. Camp. And then bring another safety in, which there are a few safeties still out there. Simmons is one of them. Where do I think the Titans will finish? I think the Titans, face value, I think they are a 8-9 team. Is that right? 8-9?
That could be.
17
could be,
games? Yeah. 8-9. They're an 8-9 team. But with that being said, I think they will have an opportunity to make the playoffs toward the end of the season. I think they still will be in the battle. They have an opportunity to finish second in this division, depending on how Houston does. Now, Houston has to stay healthy. If they stay healthy, I think Houston runs away with it. But if they don't, that's where the Titans must be healthy. They do have a chance to at least finish second. I'm not going to push for them winning the division. I'm not sure they're quite there yet. But I think they're going to be better than what people believe.
Okay. Phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Let's go to Kyle, who is on line two. Kyle, welcome to the show.
What's going on, guys? Love talking to y'all. On the earlier show, they were talking about PK doesn't like it when we pull for players that used to play for the Titans like AJ and Mariota and all that. I have a problem with that. If it's a Scarbini, sure, whatever. We don't have to pull for them. But if it's an A.J. Brown, Derrick Henry, Steve McNair, Derek Mason, Samari Rowe, I'm going to pull for those guys because those guys helped us win games. We've got a lot of great memories with those guys, so I'm not willing to just forget, you know, go take O'Yeller out back and shoot him. I'm not that guy. And I appreciate y'all having me follow Eric, man. He's the best, so it's kind of hard. But I got one more question. Will Levis, man, he is the key to this season, and I am so excited to watch him sling it. Do y'all think he could be a top 10 quarterback this year if that line holds up? I don't see any reason why he couldn't.
All right, Kyle, that is a huge question there. We have a lot of people that want to hit D-Mace up with the question here. 615-737-1025. It's a really good question about Derrick Henry, though, especially this year.
Yes.
Is it okay to root for Derrick Henry on the Ravens?
Okay, listen. If you have been rooting for Derrick Henry for the last 8-9 years, well, let's just say since he's been a starter, because there were some people that wasn't rooting for him when he wasn't a starter. They were like, what did I draft him? He's not running the football. Kept telling you, he'd be fine. He ended up being fine. Went and talked with Eddie. Got some things straight. Ended up being fine. But if you have been cheering for Derrick Henry for the last 9 years, continue to cheer for him. He deserves that much.
He's a guy that's easy
exactly.
to cheer for.
Absolutely. Whether he goes to Baltimore or whatnot, you cheer for him. I want to see him do well.
Yeah. Now, if he's playing against the Titans, you want the Titans to win.
Yeah, but I still would like for him to do well.
I'm not about – it's funny, like the – Chris Mason always talks about when he went from the Predators to the Blues, he got the treatment. And Thomas Vokoun, this happened to him too. Goalies that used to play for the Predators, you know how the Predators heckle the opposing team's goalie. They did it to Thomas Vokoun. They did it to Chris Mason. But Mace was like, look, I'd have been offended if you didn't do that, right? So there's a little bit like you can love somebody.
Yeah.
Always admire how they carry themselves, want them to do well, but still root against them when they come back to town
exactly.
if they're playing your team, right?
You can do both. You can walk and chew bubblegum, okay, people? If Derrick Henry is with the Baltimore Ravens now, you still can wish him well. You still can root for him. Even when he comes here to Nashville, I hope that he does well, but not too well, okay? Don't go out there and rush for 200 yards, okay? Don't rush for 150. Just give them 100 yards, okay? And maybe one touchdown, not two. That's Derrick Henry doing well. I don't want him to come in here and dominate, and they win. Just do well. So for those of you who have cheered for Derrick Henry for the last 9 years, continue to cheer for him. It's not his fault that he ended up leaving. He wanted to stay, just like Steve wanted to stay, just like Samari wanted to stay, just like myself wanted to stay. But in the world of football, sometimes it just doesn't happen.
it came to light in that Athletic article yesterday yes. that the Titans were on the verge of trading him Absolutely. To the Ravens last year at the deadline mm-hmm. for a fourth-round pick. How do yeah. we feel about that? That's an interesting one. We may have to ask D-Mace that question here in our next segment, but we got a couple more callers I want to get to here. 615-737-1025, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Let's go to Malika, who's got a question for D-Mace. Malika, welcome in.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Derek Mason. It's really nice talking to you. I've been a fan since I lived in Illinois since 2002. I just wanted to know, what's the hardest thing about being a football player besides practicing and leaving your family? How hard is it mentally just to, you know, it's when, especially when your team's losing? And I just wanted to know. Thanks for taking my call. Tighten up.
All right.
Thank
thanks.
You, Malika. I appreciate it. It's a good question.
Hardest thing mentally when your team is losing.
Yeah, and she was just saying the hardest thing, period. You're right. You hit on a few things, you know, the family aspect and stuff like that. So those things are always, they can become a little stressful at times. But professional athletes, I'm going to say that a blanket statement with this. Professional athletes, and I don't know how it is in every other facet other than sports and here a little bit with radio. Professional athletes, it's the only job where you are getting graded every minute of the day. Hear what I say. Professional athletes are the only people that are judged about their job, on how well they're doing their job, every single minute of the day they are at their job, or every day they are being judged. Some are ultimately they're trying to replace. Guys walk into that building every day in every athletic realm, professional. If you're not one of those top five people or 10 people, every day you walk into that building, you are worried about being replaced. There's no other business like that, at least not to my knowledge, where you every day you're walking in and they're looking to replace you every day. That is stressful in itself. There is no security in the sense. Again, now, if you're one of these top 10, top five players on each team, you have a sense of security because they paid you signing bonuses and this and that. So there's money tied into it, big money tied into it. But for all the rest of the guys, they're walking in that building every day knowing that they're being graded. That's stressful. So that's a part of it. And then losing, you know, because it's a team thing. It's not just one area a lot of times. It's more than one area. You get one area fixed, and then you got to deal with another area. That's sort of the frustrating part, too, that you can do everything that you possibly need to do out there, whether it be in a classroom, or on a football field, or baseball field, whatever. You could be doing your job. If that person on the other side of you or next to you not doing their job, it's going to be a long day. It's going to be an extremely long day.
All right, let's get to Jack before the break. 615-737-1025. Jack, welcome to the show.
Jack.
Hey, Jack.
I'm sorry, fellas. Took me a minute to quit fumbling my phone.
Go ahead, Jack.
See, this is. But you're on the phone.
But you're on the phone. That's all I wanted.
On the phone. Exactly. This is good.
Hey, you know, all you got to do is ask yourself, if the Ravens come here, do you think when he introduced Godzilla that he'll get anything less than a standing ovation?
Absolutely not. He's getting a standing ovation.
Yeah.
I'd bet my paycheck on it. What I really called to ask D-Mace, mm-hmm. I watched the best of D-Hop, his best plays from last year, and I'm watching all these, and every time he'd catch it and somebody would come in on him, he never gets nailed. It's like he would turn sideways or some way to kind of slip it. So how much of that is God-given talent plus a veteran's wisdom?
Good question. Thank you. Jack, thanks for
Jack,
the call.
Thanks for the question. And thanks for the call. Appreciate it. He's Gumby. You can't get a good hit on him. Guys like D-Hop, they master the art of, you know, getting small, getting thin, not taking those big hits. Marvin Harrison was great at that. I don't think he ever, at least not that I saw, took a big hit. If he did, it was rare. Why? Because Marv would get the ball and Marv would get up the field, and the minute that journey was over with, he's ducking down to the ground. So it's sort of a art that you sort of get used to, getting what you can, getting down, not taking those huge hits. Wide receivers don't need to take big hits if they don't have to. I remember the late Mike Heimerdinger, excellent offensive coordinator while he was here. I owe, you know, a part of my career to him really believing that I can do the things that he wanted me to do. But he told me, he was like, listen, because he saw that I was always trying to get that extra yards because that was my mentality. He was like, Mace, we need you. You need to get down. He said, unless it's third and one or fourth and something and you have to get that extra, get it. But he said, beside that, we need you get down. We don't need you taking extra hits. And it took me a minute for that to register, but he was right. I started to watch all these other receivers, great receivers in the league, catching the ball, getting down, get what they can, getting down, not being quote unquote tough. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to do that. Because he was right. Because you're taking unnecessary hits that you don't have to take for what, an inch that you could possibly get? We had a 250-pound running back in the backfield. If he can't get it, then what the hell?
Availability's big. All exactly. Right, when we come back, we've got a lot more questions for D-Mace. This is our Ask D-Mace segment here on 102.5 The Game, 615-737-1025. You want to ask D-Mace, call or text on our line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Ask D-Mace moves into its second segment here. 615-737-1025. We've got a lot of people that have reached out to D-Mace today. Somebody even said, TD from Nashville. Uh-huh. Now, I don't know if this is Teron Davenport TD, or, you know, there's a lot of name combinations. You know, Tom Davis. It could be
Tony Dungy.
Maybe the former Sound relief pitcher Tim Dillard, who's now a Milwaukee Brewers announcer. Mm-hmm. But he says, this TD says, just where is the Derek Mason official New York Jets jersey?
I gave it to Chase. I gave it to the suit. I think that the suit.
So
the
maybe
suit
it
loves,
was TD. Yeah. Maybe this is an inside job.
Exactly. The suit always tells that story. It's like, you know, he tells it. You know, he wanted the jersey. I was like, okay, cool. I'll get the suit, the jersey, no problem. But I gave him the Jets jersey. Because I didn't want it. But then it could be, you know, you keep it. Hey, it could be worth some money someday, because that was the only time that I was a Jet. That was the only jersey in circulation. So Chase has it now.
That would be a really interesting collection to come up with.
It's one of one. There you go.
Our buddy Tyler Kepner had a great trip. He's in Cooperstown, and he went all around to the shops there, and he took $100. And he got all the trinkets. He just went to all the shops and found a collection of just really odd things that were interesting to him. Mm-hmm. I wonder if you could come up with a collection of jerseys of a bunch of great players you have a jersey for on the team that they are least known for. Like nobody would have a Derek Mason Jets jersey.
No, wouldn't have a Derek Mason Houston Texans jersey.
Right, but if you had one, that'd be a pretty unique item to have. And so, like, if you had a Neil O'Donnell Bengals jersey, right? Remember, he was on the Bengals right before he came to the Titans? Like, there's a bunch of people you could come up with that for.
Here's one. Wes in Clarksville. D-Mace, if you were still playing now, which coach would you want to play for and which current quarterback would you want to be a receiver for? The coach that I would want to play for, I played for him when I was in the NFL. He's still in the NFL. And that's John Harbaugh.
You like what he's about?
Yeah, I like what he's about. I know him. Still have a relationship with him. So I would play for John Harbaugh. No knock to Brian Callahan. I mean, I would love to play here too. It's at home or whatnot, but I would love to play for John Harbaugh if I was to come back into the NFL again. Quarterback, well, you got to stay with the theme, Lamar. I would want to play with Lamar, not taking away from Patrick Mahomes, because I can't play for John and then not play for Lamar. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. I can't say I want to play for John, but then, oh, I want to play for Kansas. I would play with, you know, Patrick Mahomes. That's a no-brainer. Any receiver that is coming up or any NFL now would love to play with Patrick Mahomes. So that's a given. But outside of that, yeah, on Lamar Jackson. So we have twofold.
I don't like the Ravens.
I know you don't, Willie. I mean, I get it.
But you know what? I do respect the way they do things. It's pretty evident that they have
they're a winning organization.
They have connectivity from the top down, and there's a reason why they're consistently in the race. They're smart. Exactly. They know what they're doing. Still doesn't mean I like them.
It still don't mean I like them. Hopefully that's where the Titans are getting. We thought they were there with Vrabel and John, and things went left. So hopefully they can rekindle that and you know, get back to their winning ways.
Let's see. Somebody just weighed in and said, I'll cheer for Derrick Henry as long as he doesn't play the Titans. Okay. Let me get another Ask D-Mace. I had a good one here. D-Mace, this is from Stephanie. What is your favorite restaurant in Nashville?
Favorite restaurant in Nashville? I don't have really I love Italian food. There's a really good Italian place right off of, the street that Hillsborough turns into going through Vandy, like, not the main.
21st Avenue. Yeah, 21st. Hillsborough Village.
Yeah. Yeah. It's right off of 21st. It's like, as soon as you pass sort of like Vandy, as soon as you pass Vandy going north, and then there's another restaurant, then there's a hotel and stuff, and then you kind of veer off to the right.
Yeah.
You go down another street. There's a really nice Italian place.
And then you're heading towards downtown. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going downtown. It's not downtown.
So it's right before midtown.
Yeah, it's right before you get to all those bars on Demumbrium.
Right.
Right there. But it's not before you get to the roundabout. It's way before you get to the roundabout.
Right.
I forgot the name. And if anyone knows the name of that Italian restaurant over there,
is it
authentic
Luogo?
Italian restaurant.
Luogo?
Valentino's?
Might be Valentino's.
That one's been there for a long time. It moved close by. It's on the other side of West End now, but
I think so.
Trying to think. Midtown's got a lot of good spots.
Yes.
If you know where you're going in there, because all of that construction, it has really changed over the last 10 or 15 years. Man, but Midtown's got a lot of good spots for sure.
So that would be one of the, and I can't even remember the name of the restaurant, but it's an Italian restaurant, which I love Italian food.
Okay, we got to ask D-Mace, why are so many people so high on Texas all of a sudden to win the SEC and dethrone Georgia as the top dog?
Because Steve Sarkisian has did a wonderful job at building up depth. That's all they've been talking about at SEC Media Day in regards to Texas and his team, the depth that they have on that team. I told, you know, listen to Mia Hines and
Mia Kimes, yeah,
and Paul Feinbaum, and Mia was talking about the depth and watching them in practice, and they had, you know, an offense versus the defense on one end, another offense versus defense on another end, and another. So they built up the depth. So, you know,
Robert texted and says, "All this Ravens love, it hurts my heart, D Mace." Hurts my heart.
I mean, I got love. Listen, I have love for the Titans.
He gave it an LOL. Yes.
I got love for the Titans, but listen, I got love. It's like my mother and my grandmother. I got love for both, you know?
D-Mace, when did football shift from being something that was for the love of the game to a, quote, job?
It should never become a job for you. And let me repeat that. In the world of football or basketball or baseball or hockey, it should never become a job. If it becomes a job, in my mind, you need to leave. Because the only reason I say that is because this is something you've been doing, majority of them, you know, whether it be basketball, baseball, football, hockey, you've been doing this since you were a little kid. You didn't consider it a job then. You loved it. You shouldn't consider it a job now. You do have a job to do. Yes, I get that part. But you are playing because all the while you loved it. Why? Because of the essence of the game. The only change is you're making a lot more. You're making a lot of money doing something that you enjoy doing. You never considered a job. I don't consider being on a radio job. I don't. I'm not sure Willie considers talking about the Predators on television a job. He enjoys it.
I always talk, when I talk to young people, I say, you know, if you can find something you love to do, you can't put a price on that.
Absolutely. You don't consider it a job. It's just, I love doing it. I enjoy doing it. You know, I do it for free, but don't do it for free. But I'm just saying, it's like one of those things. I do it for free if I needed to.
All right. We got two more on the restaurant here. D-Mace, what about Fazoli's or Olive Garden? Is that what you were talking about, Dan?
Hell no and hell no.
Giovanni's? Is that the...
I think it's Giovanni's. Yep, that's what it is, Giovanni's.
And another person is giving a shout-out to Maggiano's. We're naming every Italian restaurant.
Maggiano's, no.
We got you covered on the full gamut here. I got no problem with Maggiano's.
I used to love Maggiano's, but that's when I was 20. And didn't really know about, you know, like authentic good Italian food.
The homegrown... family-owned spot.
Maggiano's is not homegrown. Yeah.
Now, Nick, I know about that homegrown. I've tasted it.
You know about the sauce. The sauce ain't sweet. You know it's right.
So I got to go to an authentic place, man.
All right, let me sneak in Bill
for
the last call here. Then we'll get to Mitch Light is going to join us to talk some college football. We'll get more into that Texas-Georgia thing for sure with him. Bill, welcome to the show.
Thanks a lot, Willie. Coco's Italian restaurant is a good one, but
That is a good one.
Coco's
Italian Market. That's out on the west side.
Charlotte Avenue.
Okay, let me write that down.
Give that a shot. The lasagna bolognese is great. But Willie, my son has a minor league card of you in Canada.
Nice.
You're a very young left-handed hitter. I don't know what Derek Mason might think that is work, but. Hey, it's worth a lot to us, man. We always get a kick. Remember you being announced coming into the game out of Vanderbilt?
All right.
And I love the show. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right. Thanks a lot, Bill.
Appreciate it. Hold on to that.
Yeah,
hold on to that card.
Those things are rare these days. The Medicine Hat Blue Jays, baby.
Do you have one, Willie, of yourself?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got a few.
Laminated?
I have a frame. There are four. Mm-hmm.
Four?
Yeah, four. There was Topps and Fleer, I think. There were two companies that made them. Minor league cards, team set.
This is what I'm asking.
So there are four of them, and I have them framed in my.
This is what I'm going to ask you. Did they come frame or did Aaron frame them?
Man, that's a great question. I think Aaron had them framed.
I knew it.
It wasn't me.
I knew it. I knew it wasn't you.
Yeah. But it is fun to have that.
So the guy
that stats on the back are really not all that great. So I have the pictures.
As long as you had a picture, really, that's all it matters.
Really, when you put it up on the mantle, you're like, oh, it's just the front of it. The stats are respectable on the back.
They're respectable. It's not anything to write home about.
Who needs to talk about stats? Nobody.
Yeah, that's right.
Stats are for statisticians.
Exactly.
Not for the fun. Does Bill have number 5? Is that what it sounds like?
I'm not sure if Bill's got the Medicine Hat Blue Jays or the St. Catharines Blue Jays. Those were my 93 and 94 seasons. That's collector's items. We're getting a long way removed of that. Hey, we can have a 30th anniversary of the 94 St. Catharines Blue Jays.
There you go.
I didn't do so well for them. That was the end of the line, baby.
Man.
All right. Mitch Light joins us next here on 102.5 The Game.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.